Welcome to Dual Exhaust No Muffler. This next song is going to change your life.
Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs, they bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? To me, like we're, I'd advance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Listening to Dual Exhaust No Muffler on 90.1 WEFT. We're here with special guest Stefan. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going great. So why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Cool. I'm currently a graduate student at the University of Illinois here. I'm in the Department of Theoretical and Applied Mechanics. And I met Tanya and Damon through the TA training program almost a year ago now. I'd come right back from Tanzania, where I was a Peace Corps volunteer, and so during the first session of TA training, we were doing an icebreaker, and we were asked to tell us something special about yourself, and I said, oh, well, I can juggle a unicycle, and so...
At the same time.
At the same time, yes. And then by the end of the week, I would brought the unicycle to class, and we were unicycle juggling up and down the hall.
It was a demo.
So
it was really neat. Well, the funny thing was, this other guy also could sort of do it. Mm-hmm. And so there were two people in the room that could juggle and unicycle, mm-hmm. but the other guy could drink beer and do it, I think. Or he was trying to like sort of go the extra mile with that.
The extra beer mile.
The extra bile.
Oh my.
As it were. I don't know where I'm going with that. But yeah, that was so like you, I think, were the most memorable person in that class that we had to teach. Other than the guy that made me mad, but that's another story altogether.
We did actually end up having more discussions about the guy that made her mad, but they weren't as happy of discussions.
No, they weren't pleasant, and we're not asking him to be on the radio.
Woohoo!
Well, anytime soon.
So although, if you're listening right now, guy who made her mad, please give us a call. 359-9338. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, you know who you are, Ryan.
We're not going to say any names, though.
No, definitely, and especially not last names, because that would be too obvious.
That would be a little too much.
So you brought a lot of cool music today.
Yes, I brought some music from Tanzania, and I brought some French pop music, and I figured we'd start off with a song by Enzo Enzo, mm-hmm. who is a very well-known French singer. And this is a CD that I always pop in whenever I'm doing basically a lot of mathematics, and just it's nice.
Oh,
it's nice listening music, and I really enjoy it and very calming.
Mathematics soundtrack. I wonder if it's anything like the coding soundtrack I have. I'm excited to hear.
I don't know, but we'll talk about that at our next break.
All right,
maybe.
I'm excited.
Just find out.
So the song is called Yusu, and it's by Enzo Enzo.
Encore longtemps, longtemps, you saoules, je serai.
We're back with Dual Exhaust, No Muffler. We're here again with our special guest, Stefan. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, how's it going out there?
We were talking before about how this is coding music. Or no, this is bath music, mm-hmm. what we just played. And I was going to listen to the song and determine if it was also be applicable to writing code too. And I don't think so. And I was going to ask you, Damon, my coding music, when I like am seriously deep in the heart of the C++ jungle or whatever, is always angry. So like the Crow soundtrack, except for the last track, is genius for writing code too.
I think you're exactly right. You want the angry music.
You want the angry music.
And here's the thing.
Okay.
You want the same music that you want when you want to drive fast on the road.
It is.
Oh my.
It's the same music.
It is the same music.
Hmm. And I don't know.
Well, it seems maybe people have different approaches to really concentrating. Like I find that if I want to do math well, I need to just really relax and let it flow, because otherwise nothing will work.
Well, I haven't really investigated for math.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of math.
So sometimes you might be right numbers. On that one.
Yeah.
But if you ever try programming, go with the angry music.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. Driving beat.
Yes. Techno does work for code, kind of.
I haven't tried techno, but I have tried industrial, and I like that.
Okay.
And you were saying earlier that techno works well for juggling.
Absolutely. I have a friend who says that she learned a particular pattern only because she listened to a particular song over and over and over again while practicing this pattern. And so because the beat happened to match the balls, the way the balls were moving at just the right moments, I find that it's a lot of fun. And one day, I'm practicing now, I guess. I try and put on a little bit of techno whenever I'm juggling. And it feels really, really, really good to keep things going. And every once in a while, you change up the pattern when the beat changes and keep things going that way. So
I think this is a new idea for like music videos or something, is to have like, you know, sometimes on television you're watching and then at the bottom corner they have like the person signing like the State of the Union address or whatever. Instead of that, they could have like a juggling interpreter. Like they could have like some techno thing on MTV or whatever, and then Stefan the juggling interpreter. You know, like this is an additional service for people who can't hear. Mm-hmm. They can see the music through juggling.
For people that don't appreciate music videos, they can still appreciate the juggling.
Yeah, it's like there's so many ways to go with it. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this idea.
You know, that's a cool idea. And any of you out there that would like to call in and ask a question to Stefan, actually, that's too bad because this is all pre-recorded.
But if you ask us, we'll ask him, and then later we'll tell you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The it'll be like this sort of Pony Express mail kind of ask Stefan.
Actually, it'll be like telephone, where you tell your person next to you, "I like peas," and then they tell the person next to them, like, "I hate your guts," or something like that.
Yeah. So you'll ask us, you know, what does Stefan do during the day? And we'll ask Stefan, "Do you like tuna fish with celery or pickles?"
I'm not asking him that.
Oh. How do you feel about soft serve ice cream?
It's great.
Okay, good. He has an opinion. So we know he's not in physics.
Yeah, what are you in?
I'm in the Department of Theoretical and Applied Mechanics. So
also known as TAM.
But what's the what are you in within that?
Within that, I do fluid mechanics. So actually, my research is a neat little thing where I'm taking ping pong balls, literally ping pong balls, and throwing them into this very turbulent water. And I take a stopwatch and I watch the ping pong ball flop around and follow all the vortices and all the eddies and all the whatever it does. And it can spend a minute in there, it can spend 15 minutes, it can spend 30 seconds in there. And I'm timing it, and it pops out after a while. And I'm basically taking all those experiments, and I'm able to look at it from a statistical point of view and come up with some kind of regularity with the way the ping pong ball pops out. So we're able to relate ball density to like the flow going into this crazy vortex of whirling eddies kind of thing, and come out of some kind of ordered prediction about how long the ball will spend inside that turbulence.
So you've got ping pong balls bouncing around in some water.
Mm-hmm.
They pop out of the water. You're timing it.
It's completely random.
But here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it completely random, or if you were playing the right techno song... would you be able to predict precisely when those ping pong balls would come out?
On average. Probably.
I think that this has direct application to the Illinois lottery, and I think that you should contact them. And this would be like the new cool way that the balls for the lottery could be zapped out.
That's a great idea.
I know.
Mm-hmm. They might be able
to. I'm having so many great ideas tonight. Why do I have these great ideas when I'm at the radio station and not at my desk? When I'm supposed to be working. I don't know.
Well, the neat thing about the project, though, is it's able to take a system that's incredibly complicated and be like, there's no way we'd be able to understand what's going on here, and somehow be able to reduce it to some very, very simple back-of-the-envelope calculations and equations. And there's sort of this amazing mathematical beauty to it all, which is basically why I went to grad school to figure it all out. Mm-hmm. So it's a neat thing to talk about. And I hope one day if I'm thinking about either being a high school teacher or a university prof, and it's the kind of thing where I can walk into the classroom and talk about with the students.
Yeah.
And get them excited about whatever's going on.
That's right. Learning is fun with Stefan and ping pong balls.
And juggling. And techno. I want to take this class. When you're a professor, like 5 years from now, let me know what your class is and I will definitely attend.
Yeah, we'll
5 years would be really lucky, I think.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, you know.
Cool.
All right, so what do you have next for us?
Next, I figured we could... So a little bit later, we could talk about Tanzania. And it's a good introduction to Tanzania. I've got a song called Fagalia by a guy named Mr. Nice. He's a very, very famous Tanzanian singer. And so, I mean, he tours all over East Africa. He sings in a combination of different languages. So there's a little bit of Swahili. There's a little bit of local tribal languages and such that are not very traditional. Traditional, but they're not well-known. Fagalia is a very, very famous song because local slang, or the way it's treated in the song, is basically if you like what someone does or if you see someone do something really cool, you tell them Fagalia, and they respond, wah, wah. And so it's this slang that's just become totally common in all the classrooms and in all the soccer fields and everywhere in East Africa. And so every once in a while in the class, a student would do well, I'd be like, Fagalia. And the whole class would just burst out laughing. It was like, what's the American saying? You know, what's he doing this? So, but anyway, I figured I'd share this song. Again, it's called Fagalia by Mr. Nice. And it's a neat example of Tanzanian bongo flavor.
All right, stay tuned. We're back with Dual Exhaust, No Muffler.
No Muffler.
And we're here with our special guest, Stefan. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, how's it going?
It is going great, and let me tell you just why. Okay. What were we talking about?
So we just played a song from Tanzania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did you choose a song from Tanzania?
Sure. So I mentioned that it was sort of like something that I talked, like I've used this Swahili slang in the classroom to really get my students excited. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Tanzania, and I taught high school full-time during the week at a school in Moshi. It's a town right at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro. So if you look on the borderline between Tanzania and Kenya, you'll see Moshi right there by Kili. And so in the classroom, you'd always try and motivate the students, especially there, because a lot of them, the opportunities for going on to higher education is very minimal. So a lot of the students are there, they're sort of there along for the ride, and they're not really paying attention too much to what's really going on in the classroom. So I try and use you know, Swahili slang to get them excited about things. But the other thing that I like a lot about Tanzanian music is it's got a very positive message. Like this particular song was more, I mean, it was positive in the sort of party kind of positive sense. But a lot of rap songs are talking about issues that are very, very important for society, whether it be the problems leading from AIDS or the importance of getting an education for development and women's rights issues kinds of things. And so it's just a really neat combination of things. And it's a really good message. The neat thing is that the students can basically got all the words memorized. So when you do pop out with a little bit of slang, they really get excited about things. So one of the other songs I couldn't manage to bring because I didn't find it beforehand, but it's a song called Utajiju. And Utajiju means you'll figure it out for yourself. And that's the message I tried to bring to class as well, which was, you know, you'll figure out for yourself. Take this physics and apply it to your real life, your everyday real life. You know, figure it out for yourself and apply it kind of thing. So that was
a good
message.
So is that a direct translation?
Utajiju?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually totally incorrect Swahili. It comes from G, which is like reflective. It's like reflexive. And ju is a shortened form of the verb kujua, means to know. So jiju means to self-know. Or almost like, the other weird thing is you could think about ju being going up. So it's like self-pulling up or self-bootstrapping. So it's got this sort of dual interpretation there that's a lot of fun.
I like other countries, and they have these phrases that you just can't translate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I think it's a Korean word, and it's just jinjin. And it just refers to...
Are we allowed to say that word?
Not a bad word.
Oh.
It just refers to being in a mood where you don't want to do anything. So you know when you're in that mood and you're like, I don't really want to go to the store. No, I don't really want to do anything.
Mm.
But you're really bored.
Mm-hmm.
That's like jinjin mood. So I just like those, like, the language things that don't really necessarily translate at all.
What's something in English that doesn't translate to anything else? I don't know, because I know English.
Oh, man.
That hurt my head.
I've come across that so many times in the marketplace in Tanzania, and somehow I can't remember that right now. But
if you in the listening audience out there can think of something, give us a call. Let us know, 359-9338. We'd love to hear what it is and talk about it on the air.
So Stefan has been one of our most proactive guests because he brought like all this paraphernalia with him because he really wanted to talk about Tanzania, and it was very exciting. And he brought this packet of pictures with him. And I'm not going to talk about pictures on the radio because that's really useful. But the first picture is a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me about the fish because I love the fish.
Yeah, it's a fish that was made in Egypt. I remember it to be from 5,000 years ago, and I saw it.
You remember it from 5,000 years ago?
No, I'm not 100% certain because I've just got the remembrance of my date or like, you know, whatever trail of my memory is like this thing is 5,000 years old. And there was an exhibition at the Art Institute a couple years ago, or the Art Institute of Chicago a couple years ago, and it was there. And it, looking at it in person, first of all, it's gorgeous. Second of all, it's glass. And then you look at the date and you go, wow, how did people know how to make this thing? Because it's, you know, it's got all these intricate little layers inside it and stuff. And that's just fascinating for me. It's the fact that people 5,000 years ago and people today are making things on equal levels of beauty, equal levels of intricacy. And it's something that merits a lot of respect and a lot of study there. So... yeah, I double majored as an engineer and an art historian in undergrad, and I guess that's sort of where my interest comes, that's where the two ideas come together. It's this sort of interest in making things and working with one's hands and techniques and how to apply things and get things to work.
So how come you're not a carpenter?
That's a great question.
Because that would be like the fusion of those two things.
It's like
structural integrity and form.
Mm-hmm. My backup plan now, if you know, if I burn out from grad school and everything, is to take up be an apprentice to a traditional stonemason in France.
Oh, okay.
And I've looked into it a little bit, not too much, but it sounds like something that would be a lot of fun to do, and you know, great in terms of really learning how to build something from total scratch. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, scratch on a stone, literally.
Right.
So that's something I'm thinking about, but haven't really gotten
around to. Backup plans are good mm-hmm, to have, let me tell you.
All of my primary plans have always come to nothing.
I know, the things you want to happen never do. Sigh. So you have one more song that you were going to
yes.
play for us. So introduce that.
So yeah, this is another Swahili song. It's a little bit, a Swahili rap song entitled Asili ya Moyo Wangu, which means it's like the honey of my heart. The singer is talking about a lot of bad decisions that he's made in his life, actually. A lot, like he like dropped out of school and he's like not really hung out with the right kind of people, and he's tried to make money, too much money too fast, too quick early in life, and hasn't really gotten anywhere. But he's really thankful for the honey of his heart, which is his girlfriend who's helping him along. At least that's what I understand from the lyrics. A lot of the Swahili rap goes too fast for me to understand, but this is sort of what I picked up from it. So it's Asili ya Moyo Wangu.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Asalwa mo isn't it tunes must put a kauli sabit ma musus for mo bands fans swala hit it ko bas to ke ends ends na 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 sio sio tena na sibaki a e e o o apana sina kigugumizi tena na na domo sio kundi tena kinyo che pes lane lula madaka kabisa maneno na tema na chucho pulls na hema wana kahena nimekufa kimahaba. Unanichanganya kwa mambo mengi sana. Kisula, kiumbo, mchobo mpaka roda. Najua na kutazama kwa jicho la husda mama. Mtoto kichungwa, kibonda tena bomba. Ni wao tunalozoza choyo. Wewe ndiwe sadi wangu wa moyo. Sinto jari wa nite zoba. Nimerogwa ama poyoyo. Wanataka kuzua mkumumbu na jaka moyo. Utu tunano, nago kogo, tusikupe shaka sana. Twende bega kwa bega kama samaki na maji, mizizi na ali, tuzidi kwa changanya. Wewe ndiwe sali wangu wa moyo, waziki na falaja mbenzi kaza loho. Igawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usiwajari hao. Wewe ndiwe sali wangu wa moyo, waziki na falaja mbenzi kaza loho. Igawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usiwajari hao. Ewe ndiwe asali wa moyo wangu, wanyuma yako wote na waona machangu. Na nakupa shata uvumilivu, kwa wako utulivu. Sogea satu zile setumbivu. Hane, wow, crazy, I can't believe. Nilipo anza kukutokea, kukufuzia. Wanawalianza kupaka tena kukandia. Ah, inspector, wezi mwa mtoto high classiki. Yani ugumu kama kisiki, angoleki hata kwa leki. Nikijicheki ya yangu tuni, alafu zina uspuni tauni. Kwetu chai langi, mtuguwa ndazi. Yumba babza mbwaye, njindane na tuona wazi wazi. Wakati shori kwa mambo mshiko, midiko diko. Chai ziwa, juice patient embe miwa. Losti maini, tambi koronya railaini. Na vyapati vyapati, ninge mpata wako. Iwe bojo, kaisiki ni kwenda uno. Akanana kangi ni kushabe gonzi. Wanga mewawa mtani, mchuchu kujivinjari nami. Kila tozi atake mtokea na wana kama usami. Unajua, wengine wajui maana kupenda. Unajua, wengine wanaona uchafu hata kudamba tenda. Unajua, wengine wana hofu kukashifiwa kwa kutokea. Watoto matajiri au waka kupigwa karenda. Wangejua, mapenzi ya chakui utawala. Fukara, dini, kabila, desturi mila. Kama mina bi wangu peshibana, mladi mependana. Wewe, asali wa moyo. Wewe ndiwe sali wangu wa moyo, waziki na falaja mbenzi kaza loho. Igawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usiwa.
wajali hao. Wewe ni wasani wangu wa moyo, wasiki na palaja mbezi kaza loho. Ingawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usi wajali hao. Wewe ni wasani wangu wa moyo, wasiki na palaja mbezi kaza loho. Ingawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usi wajali hao. Wewe ni wasani wangu wa moyo, wasiki na palaja mbezi kaza loho. Ingawa yata semu mengi midomoni mwao, usi wajali hao.
Back with Dual Exhaust, No Muffler. We're here with our special guest, Stefan. Hello. Hey, one last time, Stefan.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This is our last little segment with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We
thank you very much.
It.
This was a pleasure to have a chance to talk a little bit about my previous experiences and share some music from Tanzania. So I just have, I guess, we're a couple words in Swahili for saying goodbye is nakutakiwa wote usikumwema. So I wish everyone a good night, and I say hi to everybody.
And later, Tanya will be attempting to say those same words.
Oh.
So stay tuned. And thanks again for coming in, Stefan. And
yes, thank you.
You have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Sleep by my side, and I'm trying.
You're listening to Dual Exhaust, No Muffler. And now, late night radio soap opera at its finest. N.I.M. We return to Dylan and Veronica as they are racing to the hospital.
Oh man, I sure hope we can help our friend Steve with his amnesia.
We must hurry to the population center.
Right you are. We haven't a moment to lose.
Me llamo Juanito. Estoy muy curioso. Voy a seguirlos.
Meanwhile, in the professor's office.
Petunia, surely you must realize the possibilities. You are my daughter. Together we can do anything.
No! I can't believe it! I just...
Oh my, she's collapsed. I must bring her to the hospital.
As fate works to bring these individuals together, Steve is beginning to suspect that something isn't right with Mary Lou's story.
Mary Lou, something about your story just doesn't add up. Are you telling me the whole truth?
Steven, my sweet cornbread of joy, I swear that I love you more than anything. We are going to be married and live happily ever after.
And I feel the same way about you?
Why, of course you do. Sometimes you just don't know how to express it.
But then, why doesn't...
Make way! We need a bed for this young woman!
Is that Petunia?
Wait a minute. How do you remember her name and not mine?
That is...
There's no time for that! Get a doctor!
Hey, you! You can't order us around just because you're an old man! I am a lady!
But...
Steve, we're here to help with your amnesia.
Dylan, I'm so glad you came.
You remember him too?
I have arrived in Population Center. I must destroy.
Veronica, what are you... Is that a ray gun? Don't point that thing at me!
Veronica, what are you doing? You just fried Mary Lou. Hey, what are you...
You killed Dylan? I mean, Mary Lou was one thing, but not Dylan.
I must destroy.
Now see here, young lady.
Wow! I just had the weirdest dream! Wait, where am I? Veronica? What is...
I must destroy.
And so the world was doomed. A simple young woman, overcome by powers she could not understand, was destined to destroy the world. Tune in next week as we...
I must destroy.